Thank you for downloading the Three Beards Soccer Podcast, a Baltimore-based soccer show focused on the English Premier League and the footballing world. Please follow us on Facebook and on Twitter, username at Three Beards Pod.
Hello and welcome to the Three Beards EPL podcast. I am your host, Tom Miller, with a special Arsenal version of the podcast. I'm here with not one, but two Arsenal fans.
Say it again, Tom.
I've made a huge mistake. I'm here with Ken Lee, our usual host. Ken, how we doing?
Fantastic.
And Arsenal America representative, Michael Falconer. How's it going, Michael?
I can't complain. It's going well.
So the reason that we have a special Arsenal event going on here is because Michael Falconer and Arsenal America are setting up like a kind of event this weekend that sounds pretty interesting if you actually like Arsenal, which I don't. But I think it's really cool that Arsenal and all their fandom getting together and just, you know, having an event in America. So, Michael, tell me everything you can. And let's go with a minute.
So this year we'll be hosting it. It's Virginia's for Gooners. The state motto for Virginia is Virginia's for Lovers. Just kind of did a little name play. There's, I think, about three or four branches in Virginia itself. So this year the Virginia's for Gooners are the ones hosting it.
That's cool, man.
September 21st through the 23rd. And then it's for the Everton game, and we'll have a pub crawl. We're raffling off a bunch of scarves that different branches have sent out. And we've also, this year, created our own challenge coin, kind of like Arsenal America did.
That's awesome. Ken wishes he was going to this.
All the proceeds, all the profits, everything we make, we're going to donate it to Gooners versus Cancer.
Oh, that's near and dear to my heart, I'll be honest with you.
For a good cause.
Yeah. Michael, I am a cancer survivor, so I appreciate that. Appreciate you guys doing that. Now, how are you guys getting together, and where are you guys getting together?
So, our supporter bar, Froggies, is right down in Virginia Beach. And the bar owner, Debbie, she's amazing. Every game, whether it's the Carbro Cup, some just mini preseason game, she bought the NBC Sports package. We stream it. So she's been amazing. She's helped sponsor an event. She's hosting, obviously, game day, but she's also hosting the meet and greet where we'll pass out like T-shirts and start selling stuff.
This sounds awesome. I have to tell
it's
you,
it's a dreamland in Virginia.
It is. Ken, is there any chance that you're going to this event? I know it's how far away is it from you? It's Virginia Beach, right?
Virginia
Michael?
Beach is like 3.5 hours away from
three
me.
And a half hours.
Where are you at, Ken?
Northern Maryland, maybe 35 minutes north of Baltimore.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. My wife's grandma lives in Emmitsburg.
Okay. Yeah, I live in Bel-Air. So.
Oh, okay.
Try to find an excuse to get down there, but we're going to get back into the event. We're going to get back into the event again because I had never heard of anything like this happening in America, and I think it's really important that everybody knows about it because it's good for these supporter groups to get together. Baltimore, for instance, all these bars have sprung up in the last 5 years. We don't just have one single bar, a Sanchez, anymore. We now have specific bars for Arsenal, Tottenham, Manchester United, multiple bars, which is pretty awesome. But I appreciate you letting us know that, Michael. So what we're going to do now is we're going to play some trivia, some Arsenal trivia, and then we're going to talk a little more about the event. But I want to do the Arsenal trivia for you guys. I figure it's a good way for you guys to get your Arsenal energy out. It's been a good summer.
I don't think the podcast is going to be long enough for that.
Well, it's been a good summer for you guys. Hope springs eternal. I know both of you have expressed your adoration for Wenger immediately as soon as I got you both on the air. So I understand where you're coming from. The guy was there for a long time. And we're going to play Arsenal/Arsene Wenger trivia. Are you guys ready to go?
Yeah, I'm ready.
As ready as I'll ever be.
All right, it's going to be simple. I'm going to go just one at a time. I'm going to ask you the question, and you take your shot at it. And then if you miss, I'll go to the next person, and then we'll go from there. And we'll never have the repeated questions. We'll always be going in order. We're going to get started. All right. So, we'll start with Michael. Arsene Wenger has won the FA Cup how many times?
Oh, man. I have this on a scarf somewhere, too. 13.
13 is the guess. All right. Ken Lee, your guess.
17.
I like that number better. I think I feel
you guys
like...
are. I can tell you guys are Arsenal fans. He's won it 7 times. I hate you guys. 13 and 17.
I knew there was a 7. I knew there was a 7.
You guys. I hate
It'll
you
be
guys.
17.
Yeah.
It will be 17. All right, as you say. All right, so Arsene Wenger has. This is going to be a true false, and I'm going to go over to Ken to start this one. Arsene Wenger has overseen more Premier League games than any other manager. True or false, Ken?
True.
That is correct. I'm not going to make Michael guess how many it is. It's 823. Okay. So the next one goes to Michael. Arsene Wenger has won the most Premier League games as a manager.
Oh, false.
False. Okay. Ken, can you tell me who won the most games as a Premier League manager?
I will... entertain you a little bit, and I'll give it up to, I won't call him Sir, but I'll say Ferguson.
Okay, that's correct, but it's close. It's pretty close. Sir Alex
That's
Ferguson,
more out of disrespect to you than fine. Ferguson.
That's fine. Wenger with 473. I have a good one for you now. I'm going to stick with Michael on this one. Who has
Oh, Michael, before you answer this question, I just want to introduce you to the real Tom Miller, who is forever trying to throw the history of United in everyone's face because, let's be honest, it just ain't there right now.
I'll have to agree with that.
That is normally true, guys. It absolutely is. But but what I found looking up Wenger stats is a lot of them are very much tied in with Ferguson because they were part of the same era.
Well, they're a dying breed. There's no more longevity amongst management.
Yeah.
So
yeah, so a lot of their stats are mixed together. But I have one for you guys. I'll start with Michael on this one. This one's a little more difficult.
I
wouldn't let you be muted. You're not muted for this one. Arsene Wenger has won the most matches against this manager, and it's 21 matches.
Well, that really narrows it down, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does a little bit.
David Moyes.
Hey! Oh, that was a good one. I didn't think you guys
rolled
were going to get that
one. Total
That
guess.
Was a tough one. That was a tough one. And for the record, Ken seems to think that David Moyes didn't get enough time
he
to
didn't.
Manchester United. Y'all, but the guy finished in seventh
place. I definitely thought it was a bad move for him.
Oh, nobody could have won there.
It wasn't the timing, Tom. And Michael, mm-hmm. he exaggerates my point every time. It was the fact that the ghost of Alex Ferguson never left, literally never left. He sat in a seat right behind him.
Unfortunately
for United, they're always going to have a big name. And not mm-hmm. to say not yeah, to say David
right
Moyes.
Oh, they got him. They got him now, Michael. Yeah, and it's the best.
It's the worst. It's the worst. All right, let's move on. Michael gets another point there. Okay, so Ken, this one's going to go to you. How many consecutive seasons did Arsenal make the Champions League?
19, son.
All right. And there's one team that's made the Champions League more times consecutively in the history of the European competition. Do you know what team that is for bonus points, Ken?
Madrid. Real Madrid.
That was a good one. That was a good one. I'm surprised you got that one, to be honest with you. I thought you'd say Manchester United, and you would have been wrong.
No, I would never give them that much clout. I mean, there's no English team like Arsenal. Never has been, never will be. Just accept it now.
Isn't Arsenal a mostly French team?
Not no more.
That's 2008. That's a very, very, like, that's a classic insult to throw.
Misconception.
First team ever to do that, have a whole roster with not one English player.
Oh, that's true.
Starting his own bonus points in.
Yep,
that's
saying.
Fine. I'll give him a bonus point for that. We'll say 2-2. Okay, we're on to Michael again. How many Premier League titles did Arsene Wenger win with Arsenal?
Oh, shit. It's either 2 or 3.
Okay.
And I got to think about... I just saw a picture that had all his trophies up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say 3.
All right, 3 is correct. I knew you were going to get that one right. When you're put on the spot, you might second guess it, but you go with your gut and you get 3. 3 titles is absolutely right. And for a bonus for you guys, I'm not expecting you to know this, but Arsene Wenger had 17 total trophies. It's a pretty impressive, all things considered. All right, Ken, I have a really hard one for you. You ready?
Sure.
All right. Which team did Arsene Wenger manage for 1 year before coming to Arsenal?
I know he managed a Japanese team and
you get a half point
an Italian
for that.
Team. I couldn't tell you the name.
I'll give you a half point for that, for knowing it was Japanese. Michael, I'm not expecting you to know this one either because I didn't know it.
Yeah, I know it's it starts with a Y, doesn't it?
It's got the Y in it. It's Nagoya Grampus 8. I don't even know how to pronounce that, but in Japan, and then Monaco before that. I actually thought it was Monaco. I didn't realize he had actually managed in Japan. So
I know he started in Japan, yeah.
Yep, big. Good it was a him. Big stink when Arsenal brought him in.
Brought in a lot of new ideas, including that beer is bad for you if you're going to be an athlete, which, of course, in the English Premier League was sacrilege.
It still is.
It still is. That's very true. You guys do play Newcastle this weekend, right?
Yep.
I think the Newcastle players are familiar with it. But all right, so who's up now? Is it Michael? It's Michael.
I think so.
Yeah, it's Michael. Okay, so what was the result of the last home game that Wenger managed? It was not the last game he managed. It was the last home game. He lost the last game he managed.
Yeah, let's talk about that. He didn't lose. He let them win. There's a difference.
Yeah, there's a difference. There's a difference. This one's pretty tough too. he didn't surrender.
No, he did. He did. All right. His last game. Who'd they play? Can I get that hint?
Yeah, I'll give you that. Burnley. And I will say this as well, that Ken was happy because last year we had our first season of this podcast, and every single week, poor Ken had to jump on the airwaves from October through April and the drubbing that Arsenal took last year. And Ken was very, very happy about this last game.
I think 3-1?
That's close. All right, Ken, your guess?
No. I know it was definitely a skull dragging because I remember thinking to myself, this is what we owed to Wenger to leave out on it. It was like 4 or 5 to nothing. For sure. I'll go 4. I think it was 4.
It was 5. It was 5-0 against Burnley, and it was a good ass whooping.
It was a good it was a full display. A it full was. Display skull dragging and nothing less than Arsene Wenger deserved.
Yeah. I mean, he had a tough go there at the very end. All right. So, Ken, Arsene Wenger, true or false? Arsene Wenger is the only coach to have lost in 3 major UEFA club competition finals: Champions League, UEFA Cup, and the Cup Winners' Cup, which is pretty much the previous Champions
I'll
League
say
Cup.
True.
That is true. The 06 Champions League, the 2000 UEFA Cup, and the 1992 Cup Winners' Cup. So he lost all of those. Not to rub in the losses here, but I just thought it was a good tidbit.
No, I'm sure all that right. That was specifically your point.
Yeah, it was. Michael, this one's for you. Who made the most Premier League appearances under Arsene Wenger, but did not score the most goals? He missed that by 2.
Oh, man. I just looked at this. He missed that by 2.
Mm-hmm. I'll give you a hint. He scored one of the most beautiful goals ever.
I'm going to get a lot of stick for this at the pub, but it's Rob Van Persie.
Whoa.
Very close. It is not Robin Van Persie. This person has a lot less hair than Robin Van Persie.
If you missed this, you're...
Kenley?
Yeah, oh, God.
Oh, it's okay.
The only reason I can even say I know this answer is because when we were waiting for you to join, we had gotten to a conversation about the single most complete player ever to grace, not just Arsenal, but the English league itself.
Yep.
His name is Dennis Bergkamp.
That's true. That's true. All right, for bonus points, Michael, who scored the most goals under Arsene Wenger?
Oh, that...
If you don't get this right, Michael, I'll cut you off the podcast right now.
The king.
I'm not even kidding.
The king, Thierry Henry.
Yes.
Thierry Henry is absolutely right. All right, Ken, I'm going to make this one hard for you since you snuck in there and got that one. Arsene Wenger has never signed a single player from this English neighbor.
I'll say Scotland.
got that right.
Yes!
But you got it right. You
what a guess.
Right. You're the worst. Okay. So, all right. So, to round it up here. All right, Michael. This one's for you. Arsene Wenger has won this award 15 times. Is the second most to ever win this award. 15 times.
Coach of the month.
That is correct. That's a good one. That's correct. All right. Last one for Ken, and we'll make this one not Manchester United related. Just for you, buddy. True or false? Arsene Wenger's all-time goals for versus goals allowed is 1.75 goals scored to 1 goal allowed, which is third all-time in Premier League history. You're welcome, Ken.
Hey, that's a pretty good stat to hang your hat on.
Mm-hmm. True or false?
I didn't know it was a question.
It is.
Since I immediately went with a green, I'll say true.
It
just
is
because
true.
There was a lot of good years in the beginning. You can't harp too much on the end.
Yeah, well, it is true. But the last thing I'm gonna get you with here, since I gave you that one, did Arsene Wenger have more or less than 2,500 goals scored under his care? That's for you, Ken.
I don't know.
So he had a team for 22 years.
22 years, mm-hmm. 2,500 goals. 38 games a season. Carry the one, move the decimal point over. Because it's Wenger and I don't know, I'm going to have to err on the side of yes.
He did. 2,741
goals. Oh, wow, 2,700.
Goals. Yes, 2,741 goals. Yes.
This guy, I mean, like, what? We don't even know what we've lost.
Okay, so both of you owe me $100. That's how the game works. And you can make the check out to me, Michael, and you can mail it in here. We're going to move on now to next weekend. We're going to get out of the zone, and we're going to move on to the soccer of next weekend. And then I want to talk a little bit more about Arsenal America and the event there. But let's move on to a preview for next weekend, guys. Arsenal versus Newcastle here at Newcastle. What would you be most worried about in this match?
I'm worried about the parking of the bus that Newcastle is definitely going to do because they've done that for 4 games straight. And that leading to our very, very leaky defense getting caught on a counter and losing 1-0 away.
That's fair. That's fair. Michael, who's scoring in this match?
I'm going to give Lacazette. He's going to get 2.
He is due. He's been playing well.
And I'll throw in a Ramsey goal.
Whew, man. Skull dragging happening in
Newcastle. Out of form, Ramsey.
I think the score is gonna be 4-2. I was on a podcast like 2 weeks ago, and I said 4-2, and I'm gonna stick by it.
That's fair. All right, Kenley, what's your pick here?
I think it will be. I just don't see Arsenal getting away from an away game without getting scored on once and probably early. I think it'll be 2-1. And I do think that the Laka Abba trio will score both goals for us and get us back to London with a victory in hand.
I'm gonna go with 2-0, and I think it'll be Aubameyang and Lacazette with the goals.
He's only giving Arsenal a victory right now because we have a guest on.
That's absolutely correct. And the podcast is going to be named Arsenal. So
I need Aubameyang to go off. I need some fantasy points.
Did you see that ESPN did this thing where, like, I guess fans vote for their starting 11 and Lacazette won by one vote to start over Aubameyang?
Really?
I always think that I just figured we'd be starting both of them all the time now together.
Hopefully.
And they said they'd want to play together. They said they want to play together.
You can't interrupt a bromance like that.
You can't. It's not good. It's not good for anything.
It is a bromance. All right, moving on to the next match that's close to your hearts. Tottenham versus Liverpool at Tottenham. I don't know. Where is it, Ken? Is it at Wembley?
Somewhere. Somewhere where they have the keys to unlock the door.
Like a high school nearby. I don't know where they're playing. What's your prediction on Tottenham versus Liverpool?
4-0 Liverpool. Harry Kane breaks his leg.
Oh, man. Dirty pull. I think that Liverpool's on fire right now, but I think it'll be a much cagier match than we'd be expecting, and I will give Liverpool a 1-0 win, but I'm really close to picking a 1-1 draw here. I just feel like Tottenham's not going to attack, and Liverpool, Salah is just a smidge off right now, which means he's only going to score once. Son's back, right? I don't know if he's starting or not, but
I don't know if he's starting. I know he don't have to join the military, so.
Well, he just played. I just think it's the traveling and all that.
Yeah, but not in the league. I think they always make you like, wait a
maybe
couple.
He gets lost.
Like, yeah, traveling who back, knows? You know.
Maybe Arsenal fans kidnap him. You never know. You never know. So we gave our picks for that one. Now, guys, be as unbiased as you possibly can. Watford versus Manchester United. Undefeated, unbeaten, all the points Watford versus Manchester United. I'm assuming both of you are going to be picking Manchester United here, Ken.
I would not be surprised to see a 0-0 draw. The same as I wouldn't be surprised to see United go in and just win 2-0. But it's away for United, and Watford's playing really well. So I'd be a little weary because United is a little on the fence right now with everything going on behind the scenes. So
okay, Michael.
All right. So a little fun fact: my mom's side of the family is all from England. My grandfather played for Watford.
Oh, that's cool. Awesome.
I hate Jose Mourinho.
That's what James calls him that too.
So
Jose.
I definitely think Watford might be for real this year.
Okay.
So I'm going to say 2-1 with Dinini scoring in like the last 10 minutes.
Dinini. you guys. All right. So you got your picks, Watford. We respect the grandfather from Watford for sure. I got to pick Manchester United. I'm with Ken here. I think it's 1-0. I think it's a really drab game because that's all Manchester United plays now anyways. And I just feel like, not that Manchester United is due, but more that Watford is due to take a loss, right? Because they've won all their games so far. You know, so I just feel like that's what's going to happen. Let's move on to another team in London, close to your hearts. Chelsea versus Cardiff City. Michael, are you brave enough to pick Cardiff City?
Negative. I've got a lot of fantasy players on that team, on Chelsea, unfortunately.
I was going to say on Cardiff. There can't be any.
It's probably, honestly, the way Chelsea's been playing, it's going to be a lot to a little.
It is. I agree completely. I don't think this game will be close. I think Cardiff City's terrible and is going to finish 20th. Ken, your thoughts?
I think it'll be goals 3-0 for Chelsea to 3-4 cigarette butts in Sarri's mouth by the end of the game.
Seriously, he's probably going to leave at halftime and just the game will be over. He can get his smokes in.
Go chain smoke a pack and then come back in.
He can do that. All right, moving to the next game. Ken, Manchester City versus Fulham. Is Fulham going to take any points off Manchester City at home?
No, I think that Manchester City will probably beat this Fulham team, which I was giving a lot of high praise in the beginning. And they are starting to show a little bit of spice, a little promise going forward. But I think that honestly, like when you're playing City at home, or away rather, for Fulham, City at home, it's probably going to be, I'd say, anywhere from 3-5-0.
Yeah, I'll check the over-under. If it ends up being around 3.5, then I'll probably go in that direction. 3.5, I'll probably go with the over there. Probably go with the over.
Yeah.
Michael, your thoughts on Manchester City versus Fulham?
3-0, easy.
Yeah, I think that this one is the game where Manchester City starts just running amok.
Might be 3 by the 20th. You never know. Yeah.
Could be.
I could use Aguero going off again. He's the captain for the fantasy team. I'm not gonna lie on that one.
Be careful that he doesn't get rotated here. And I'm not saying that to bum your team, but I'm telling you that City's going to start rotating players, especially coming off of an international break and playing at home against Fulham and grabbing points there. But all right, Michael, so we finished our EPL preview. Let's do another review of what you guys are doing this weekend. Tell me just once again where you're going, who's going, how many Manchester United fans you're bringing, and just the whole thing.
So we're going down to Friday night. We're going to be at Froggy's. Barbecue by Froggy's is right there on Shore Drive in Virginia Beach. That's strictly check-in. Debbie, the bar owner, she's giving us a discount, $2 drinks. We're going to be passing out The t-shirts for the event, we're going to be selling scarves. We're going to be selling our Virginia Beach Canon challenge coins. Just everyone kind of meet and greet. The following day, everyone can kind of enjoy what's left of the summer. About 3 o'clock, we're going to go down and take a picture with King Neptune. It's a big old King Neptune statue. We're going to get some food down there, and then we're going to go on a pub crawl from about 7 to midnight. We got bars sponsoring us, so it's going to everything will be discounted. And then Sunday we'll be back at Froggy's for the game. All weekend I'm going to be selling raffle tickets. A bunch of clubs have sent scarves, t-shirts.
Damn, dude, that is awesome.
Yeah, stickers. Also, a couple different podcasts are offering to submit, so you can co-host one of their podcasts for our event to help raise money. And then we also are doing a silent auction. Mike Finneberg donated one of the programs, like the home match programs from 1989, Arsenal versus Nottingham Forest. So it's he got that himself when he went to the game back in the day. So we're going to be doing a silent auction for that. You're hungry? Can I get you a snack? Okay, hold on. Can you do me a favor? Do you want a snack?
Yes.
Okay, big girl voice. What do you think of Tottenham? Big girl voice. What do you think of Tottenham?
Snap!
What kind of words are those? When do we say those words?
That is the best.
At soccer.
Yes. I love it.
Oh, that's fantastic. All right. Well, thank you, Michael. I appreciate it. I'll try to send Ken down there. I'll probably have to mail him down there to get him out of everything. But
I don't know if you know Ken about Arsenal America or whatever. Baltimore has a branch, Charm City Gooners. They do it down at the Abbey or whatever. I got a couple guys that Abbey are in the Navy that go up there. But if you ever get the chance to go to Gooner Gras down in New Orleans, Gooner Gras, it'll be Gooner Gras 5. We went for the first time Virginia Beach. We had about 6 of us go down there. That's when I thought I got my wife pregnant. It was, I think, 4 days or 3 day event-wise, and it was amazing. We didn't even have a game because we were out of the FA Cup. But it was amazing. If you've ever watched Arsenal Fan TV, those guys were out there interviewing us. It was amazing, and that's kind of where we're all these interstate meetups events are kind of Gooner Gras gave birth to those, because if you have, that's like the standard.
Oh wow, curious.
Okay,
I wish. Yeah, I'll stay curious. I'm sure that sounds awesome. Fantastic.
That sounds awesome, man. That really does. I'm actually really jealous.
Yeah, it worked. We flew out of Baltimore for like $100.
There you go.
And it was definitely very fun. I don't remember like 2 of the nights.
Well, who would?
Well, yeah, who would? That can happen. That can happen. All right, Michael. Well, thank you so much for coming on. Thank you for your service. And I know you guys are down there in Virginia Beach, and you're not going to get too much of the hurricane.
And thank you for raising that daughter, right?
Be safe down there. Yeah.
Jeez.
She doesn't have to play, but she has to know who to support.
That's fair enough.
It's definitely a family event. Every game day, we're down there if we don't have dance.
There we go.
That's fantastic. All right, Michael, thanks so much for visiting with us and doing the trivia. We hope you guys have an awesome time down there. Ken Lee, anything to add to the end of this podcast?
I have nothing. It was fantastic meeting with you. And again, you keep raising that daughter of yours right. And I hope everything goes great with the event. It sounds fantastic. It sounds like a great time.
For Ken Lee and Michael Falconer and Michael Falconer's daughter, I am Tom Miller saying I hope everybody has an awesome week.